I'm Ricky Bevington with your evening GPB headlines for Thursday, June 7th. Fulton County commissioners have decriminalized marijuana in the last remaining unincorporated part of the county. Now, people in possession of less than 1 ounce of marijuana in the Fulton Industrial District would not go to jail. They would be fined a maximum of $75. It's the same penalty as the city of Atlanta. Commissioner Marvin Arrington says 30% of the arrests last year related to marijuana came from the Fulton industrial area. Recent bear sightings in Atlanta and Middle Georgia have some people concerned about uninvited visitors in their backyards. GPB's Sophie Peel reports on why the bears are here.
The Atlanta bear was spotted near a MARTA station and the other in a Warner Robins neighborhood. But Bobby Bond with the Department of Natural Resources says it's not that unusual and most are looking for food or friends.
I mean, this is just a normal pattern. Pretty much May through October, we'll have more bear sightings around and more bears traveling because it's mating season. And, of course, they always look for food while they're out running around looking for a mate at the same time.
Bond says that black bears are not aggressive, but people need to be careful. He recommends taking down bird feeders, limiting pet food left outdoors, and emptying trash. For GPB, this is Sophie Peel in Macon.
A malpractice suit says a Georgia woman has permanent brain damage after going in for liposuction and a tummy tuck. The dermatologist who operated on her made more than 20 YouTube videos of herself singing and dancing during other operations. The AJC and WSB-TV report that Dr. Wendell Boutte of Gwinnett declined to comment on their joint investigation. The lawsuit says the patient, Isilma Cornelius's heart stopped after 8 hours on the operating table. It says she can now do almost nothing for herself. CVS Health is creating 24 new sites across Georgia to get rid of unused drugs and medications, including opioids. Attorney General Chris Carr told the Macon Telegraph, disposing of extra medication can help prevent addiction.
You start with your own medicine cabinet. See if you have unused or expired drugs. Please take them back. Have it be part of your routine, because unfortunately what we have seen is our own medicine cabinets can be the beginning of an addiction problem for too many folks.
According to Carr's office, Georgia is among the top 11 states with the most opioid overdose deaths. Georgia's commercial shrimping waters are still closed. Mark Frischer researches shrimp at the University of Georgia's Skidaway Institute for Oceanography in Savannah. He says an unusually cold spring is not good for the shrimp because they don't control their own body temperatures.
So when it gets cold, they just start slowing down. If it gets too cold, well, they never start up again. They die. And last year we had an unusually cool winter.
The Georgia Department of Natural Resources is waiting on June sampling numbers before making a decision to reopen. The Transportation Security Administration confiscated a record-breaking 30 guns at Atlanta's airport last month. That is the most guns seized in 1 month at any airport nationwide. Georgia can keep using current district lines until a final ruling has been issued in a lawsuit. It claims two Metro Atlanta State House districts were gerrymandered. The suit claims one district in Gwinnett and one in Henry County were drawn to boost the number of white voters and minimize black voters. Last week's temporary ruling says the evidence raised in the lawsuit is compelling, but it says it falls short of documenting intent to depress black voter strength. And Clint Eastwood is filming scenes for a new movie in Georgia. The Augusta Chronicle reports Eastwood was spotted downtown Augusta shooting scenes for The Mule. It's a new film starring Bradley Cooper. Dozens of people began gathering on the median of Broad Street as early as 6:30 a.m. Wednesday to watch the Hollywood production crew. It was a robbery scene at the First Community Bank. Georgia's film industry is valued at nearly $10 billion a year. I'm Ricky Bevington. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.